Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, it looks like Rumble, boy, I'm telling you what, they're just losing credibility on a daily basis. That network is down right now, but you can hear us over on Genesis Communication Networks and or over on other social media platforms of your choice if you can find them. We are being heavily censored, as you well know, so this comes as no surprise. It is the whole channel, though, just for the record. Also wanted to say to you, too, isn't it interesting, folks, how the people that are telling us that there's no voter fraud, which we've always countered that and will always take the time to do so, because the truth of the matter is the bad guys are where the bad guys are incumbent because of voter fraud, right? And remember, tyrants rise on deception. That's it. Purely deception. And read 8:25 of Daniel when you get a moment, folks, and also John 8:44 when you get a moment as well. But I wanted to let you know, this was something I was just thinking about as we were coming on here live. Folks, just think about this. The people that are telling us that there's no voter fraud are the same people that are censoring free speech. I mean, hello? Illegally. Oh, my goodness, folks. We are in for it. Let me tell you, just got some information today. Someone from one of my social media platforms, one of my friends sent me some stuff over, and I just thought, oh, my goodness. Americans, you are begging for justice from heaven, and you are going to get it. You have not seen anything yet. Bradley, you almost sound like you enjoy the fact that you're saying that. No, I'm saying this because I trust that I have the Spirit of God just like that of Paul, the man that wrote 2:30. Of the New Testament, that I hold his heart in a lot of areas of my life. We're born of his Spirit, John 3:3. And if we're born of the Spirit, we hold his heart. The Bible says that the king's heart is in the Lord's hand. And he calls us kings and priests in the book of Revelation as well as in the book of Peter. So I believe that he turns it whithersoever he will. And I believe that he is indignant. And when you look at the book of Psalm chapter 7, verse 11, what does it say? God is angry with the wicked every day. And who are the wicked? Those that know to do right, but continuously do the wrong thing. I'm going to take the time today after I show you a couple things so you can hear a couple things, audio, video, whatever the case might be, and I'm going to give you to the degree of political idolatry that I've never seen in all of my life. Again, when I say Americans, you are asking for it. You are asking for it. Even when they tell you who they are, the American people still don't want to hear it. But before we get to that, I want to show you a couple things, and I want to let you know that if you want to jump online, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're supposed to be up on the left side of that page. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Subscribe to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page as well. Subscribe. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page as well. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. 9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. We follow the Christ here. Read Acts 4:12. So let me show you this, folks, really quick. A pilot friend of mine out of Texas, he was a pilot, I believe, for 30-some years, just took the time to share this article with us from ArmstrongEconomics.com. ArmstrongEconomics.com. Heart failure among pilots up 1,000% in 2022. Now, I got to say this too, friends, before I get going on this. It's interesting. When we were in Michigan, I just did four events. We just got back late to 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday night. And when we were in Michigan, so I would preach. I'd fast all day, then I'd preach, and then we'd go get something to eat at the end of the night. At every given turn, when we'd go to, I don't care if it was a fast food restaurant or a sit-down restaurant, whatever the case might be, there's always televisions everywhere. They want to keep you distracted at all costs. But what I want you to take note of is when I look up over at the television set, which is usually right in front of your face on your table now, I mean, I'm not kidding you, friends, in any sense of the word, but they have TVs right in front of your face now, and every commercial, friends, I got to say, out of the 25 minutes I was there, I seen at least 6 to 8 pharmaceutical commercials. 10 seconds, they tell you what the drug is for. They create these bizarre names. And then for 50 seconds, they tell you the side effects of the drugs that they want you to take. And the only reason they do that is because they want to indemnify themselves. That's it. They don't want to be held accountable for their crimes against the people. I couldn't believe it. But it doesn't come as no surprise. And keep in mind, friends, the George Bush Sr. administration is the one that opened the floodgates of Big Pharma, along with Reagan's administration, on the American people, just so you know. Okay? So judgment began a long time ago in this country. But again, I'm highlighting right now, heart failure among pilots up 1,000%. 1,000%. Now, I want to go over to Dr. Roger Hodgkinson, and he's a pathologist, and I want you to hear what it is that he has to say, and I'm trying to get as much of this out of the way before we hit our main topic. But again, listen carefully to Dr. Roger Hodgkinson. He's a pathologist. Listen to what he says about what's been going on over the last 3 years.
Forgive and forget?
Absolutely not. I'm full of vengeance. I am vengeful. It's not a time to say I'm sorry. It's a time to put these bastards in jail. I'm calling it the big kill. We've seen the biggest kill ever in medicine's history, directly because of the intervention of these idiots into healthcare. And it's the physicians, it's not just the politicians, it's the physicians themselves who are principally culpable, because they have allowed government's jackboots to influence how they manage their patients, which has never, ever happened before. First, do no harm and informed consent. The physicians have looked in. How can you do this? How can you look into the eyes of a pregnant woman and tell her that this experimental product is safe? How can you do that as a physician? No. Any physician that has done that should be in jail.
Shall we forgive?
He's exactly
absolutely
right. So, folks, we're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Just working through the obstacles that were leveled and are leveled at ministry, friends. Keep in mind, I just read this last night, as a matter of fact, that Satan himself, the old deluder, he who deceives the nations, he only persecutes those that keep the commandments of the Lord. Not those that talk about it, those that keep the commandments. And that's why we're always hitting these obstacles. But again, we're appointed to afflictions, as it tells us in the book of Thessalonians. And what is the reason? What is the purpose? That we might know and we might suffer as what? Being worthy of the kingdom of heaven in which we shall inherit. And what's the promise after that? In the book of Thessalonians, friends, that it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. Remember, all politics aimed at the church ends in self-destruction. So if people want to self-inflict themselves, I guess that's the direction that they want to go. And P.S., that is the direction that they are going, friends, to their own demise. I want to show you something else because I want to ride piggyback as to what I was highlighting during the first segment. Heart failure among pilots up 1,000%. I see videos, I see posts, memes on social media platforms where people are talking about how they're sick and how they're injured from the vaccines, and it's like, why didn't you listen to the people that were warning you? Because you are listening to the people that continuously lie to you. And that's why we tell you over here that they know how to people such as yourself that don't take heed to the warnings, because God warns, Psalm 19:11. When you don't listen to his warnings, we can come back and say they know how to lie better than you know how to tell the truth. And how's that working out for you? And I'm not saying that with a smile on my face, but I am saying this, friends. God's love always warns for the very purpose of what we're dealing with today. And if you look at Leviticus 17:11, again, the blood, it talks about the blood, and the life is in the blood. blood, and if you want to destroy someone's physical temple, the temple of the Holy Spirit, how would you do that? Well, John 10:10 tells us that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. What a better way than to inject a needle right into the vein to get your blood and poison your blood. And that's exactly why we just heard another individual while the show was being teed up today talking about how she died of cancer just within 10 months. Yeah, there's an explosion of cancer accounts right now all over the country, friends, all over the world right now. What do you attribute or what can you contribute it to? The experimental jabs. Are they slowing their roll? Nope, they're not slowing their roll. They're going to continuously keep going forward until the people put a stop to it, period. Don't look to a politician to do that. We're going to get to that in a moment. No, the politician that Americans are worshiping today is the very one that calls himself the father of the vaccine. I mean, this is political ideology to the degree where this is the final stages where judgment hits hard, and it's going to hit hard. And I'm going to show you the parallel between that of dictators of the past and what people put them up as to be, because they don't come, friends, again, with a fork in their hand, a big red tail, and two horns sticking out of the side of their heads. Nope. They come in the style of saviors. And remember what Albert Pike rightly said, that devil who's in hell now where he belongs. He continued in his sin. He died in his sin. And now he's in the fire that's never to be quenched forever. And sad to say, friends, he failed to listen to the words, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2. But remember, he's the guy that said that when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. Well, let me show you another one of these heroes. And I want to show you two, friends. And I know I got bad guys monitoring me all the time. I want you to take a look at this, because I know the people that you work for that are telling you to lie, to steal, to kill. I know for some reason or another, you've been so blinded and so deceived into believing that you're expendable. In other words, when they're done with you, that you're not going to be the first ones lined up against the wall. You, my friends, know nothing of history, because you will be the first ones lined up. Just look at this. Because they didn't care who got in the way. They just wanted to push their poison at all costs. The fully jabbed Montreal mayor, Valerie Plante, collapses mid-speech. Now, I want you to see this, because she was bragging about getting her shot. Isn't that interesting? She's bragging about getting her shot, and this is the fallout, literally, no pun intended.
If they don't feel safe to send them to, there's so many shelters that exist right now and that can welcome
them. This is the fruit of her shot.
Warm meal and direct them to other kinds of services. So I would...
She's running out of oxygen to her brain. No joke. Yep. And then she has to sit down because she's losing balance. See, these are the people that just go along to get along. These are the people that you would call the leftists and the rightists on a worldwide basis that just don't understand. And this is a prime example of what I'm talking about, friends. I mean, you lie, you steal, you kill for these people. Well, you're going to get in the way sooner or later. And how many of these politicians have we seen fall over dead that were, in fact, responsible for promoting the experimental jabs? Folks, you're dealing with the devil. Even the people that are above these bad guys, these politicians, they're being used too. They're being used too. So they can think all day long that they're getting their way right now. No, they're not, friends. They're not getting their way. They're being set up by the great deceiver himself, and that's why they work for him. They think that they're somehow pals with the God of the underground, as they like to call him, right? Satan, the deluder, the liar. I mean, it's just incredible. It truly is. Let me make another point here, and then we're gonna tee it up for the main topic here concerning what political idolatry truly looks like. And I brought this up before, but there's new information out right now concerning Elon Musk. And I've showed people pictures of Elon Musk. I've shown him in his satanic garb. And again, people just don't get it that they're being set up again. And here's another one of those heroes they put up just in time. And what is it? Well, Elon Musk, he comes out and he's hanging out with his wife. If you can go on social media platforms here, this is Elon Musk on the left. Okay, the goon himself that's put up as another freedom fighter. This is his girlfriend, the mother of his children, one of them. She calls herself Grimes, the witch. This is what she calls herself. She's got witch right on her shirt. I mean, look at this woman that calls herself a witch. She's got long fingernails, tattoos all over herself. She's breeding for Elon Musk. And then when we show you a picture of Elon Musk with the satanic outfit on, with horns and an upside down cross on his chest and on his armbands and his leg bands, and his mother's an occultist flipping signs off concerning a world global order, I guess people still can't figure it out when I show them stuff like this. Elon Musk hopes to put a computer chip in your brain. Who wants one? I mean, again, Americans, it's not like they're hiding anything from you. They're doing it right in your face, and they're doing it with a horse forehead, a brazen forehead. These are the people that are leading you directly into hell. And here's the thing. Scripture tells us there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is death. There's nothing that seemeth right about Elon Musk. There's nothing right about his mother giving all these signals, these occultist signals, and how she's being put up on all these magazines as a model for the world to see. And then for him to wear his satanic outfit and just to kind of laugh it off, it amazes me. And you know who's supporting this guy? The said conservatives of today. This, again, is why we call them yesterday's liberals. They're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. It's totally true. Come on, let's call it for what it is, folks. It's the truth that makes men free, 8:32 of John, not the lie. And yet, look at this. He's not hiding anything. It's goofy, goofy stuff. And it's even weirder when you see people putting him up as if to suggest he's some sort of hero to the American people that Albert Pike was rightly warning us of. Yes, that's in fact what is happening right now. And again, nobody's hiding any of this nonsense. So what we're going to do, folks, is we're going to come back on the other side of this. And when we come back on the other side, I'm going to tee it up for you what political idolatry looks like. And when I take it to Scripture in Acts 12:22, what does it say? It is the voice of a God and not of a man. Who does this sound like, friends? He's being put up in front of the American people all day long. In spite of the 1,000 other presidential candidates, you've only got the cameras keeping their lenses on Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And why do they do it? Because the ignorance of the people on this planet, friends, that just don't learn from history, that just suffer the abuse to no end. And I'm here to tell you, you're going to suffer more, friends. And again, look at Leviticus 26 and the seven times he's going to break your pride. That's exactly what's coming your way. And I want to show you exactly why that is happening in your country today, America. Folks, we're broadcasting into 159 cities in America and 53 countries worldwide. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Ukrainian president will be in Washington, D.C. tomorrow.
President Biden invited Zelensky for a meeting. Zelensky will also meet with House Speaker Republican Mike Johnson while in town.
A Michigan teen will spend the rest of his life behind bars after going on a shooting spree that killed four people. That's the sentence that was handed down by a Michigan judge after hours of heart-wrenching statements by survivors and families of the victims, among others. It was 2 years ago when then 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly emerged from an Oxford High School bathroom with a handgun and began firing at students and a school employee. At least six people have been confirmed dead after tornadoes ripped through Middle Tennessee. Nashville officials say they have teams assessing the damage and looking for victims after Saturday's tornadoes. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so let me show you what political idolatry looks like, okay? I want you to understand, now I want you to listen carefully. This is somebody by the name of Luis Solmitz. This person was a Hamburg school teacher who echoed the sentiments of many Germans when she cited Hitler's personal courage, decisiveness, and effectiveness in her private diary. She even compared Adolf Hitler to Frederick the Great, the 18th century king of Prussia. Okay? And we could go off of every single one of these. You look at Joseph Stalin. This is why they always idolized themselves. This is why they put in front of the people throughout their country's friends. They remove God and they put themselves in their seats, only to be removed once again and a nation destroyed. That's the history of ignorant men. It truly is. But when you see that, Mao Zedong did the same thing. Any dictator, they always put themselves in the place of Christ. When that happens, watch out, because it's just a matter of time. But they're all equated to some sort of savior type. They're all equated to some sort of father of the country type. Okay? That is idolatry. And when I brought you over to that of Acts 12:22, it says, this is the voice of a God. This is King Herod. In the book of Acts 12:22, okay, it is the voice of a God and not of a man. And if you've ever taken the time to read the book of Josephus, you should see the account, because he was an actual eyewitness to many of these accounts. outside of Scripture, which only confirms the Scripture. It's interesting to do due diligence to know a little bit more about than what we're being told. And Scripture is going to tell us everything we need to know, but again, it just only adds to and reaffirms the position of the Bible. But again, during this time, friends, this is after Christ's Passion of the Christ. This is when he empowered his disciples in Acts 1 to go out and do their job in spreading the gospel and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in the process of doing that, well, you can see the idolatry that fell upon the people. And remember, 40 years after the Passion of the Christ, judgment was completely fulfilled. It was over Old English. There was over 1,100,000 is what it was. English. Go to Fox's Book of Martyrs. Have him explain to you what I'm telling you right now, because this is what he said. That were actually crucified to the walls of Jerusalem during that particular time of judgment. Okay? These are the ones that said, "Your blood be upon us." These are the ones that crucified the Christ. And I want to tell you, friends, what's happening here all over again, we're seeing history repeat itself in America, and there's absolutely no reason for it. I want to go over and I want to play a piece for you for Donald Trump really quick, and then I'll show you some more of what I'm talking about concerning the absolute insanity of the people. And I want to say this too. It's not just Donald Trump that loves this attention. You don't have to just call into question Donald Trump. You have to call into question everybody that supports this bad actor, because that is exactly what he is. This is where Donald Trump delivers a remark in New York City concerning the snake. Listen carefully.
Has anyone ever heard it? The snake. It's amazing. All right, you're going to hear it now then.
He's very patronizing.
A legendary piece of poetry. On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. "Poor thing," she cried, "I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman," sighed the vicious snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a comforter of silk and laid him by her fireside with some honey and some milk. She hurried home from work that night, and soon as she arrived, she found the pretty snake she'd taken in had just survived. "Take me in, oh tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman," cried the vicious snake. She clutched him to her bosom. "You're so beautiful," she cried. "But if I hadn't brought you in by now, you truly would have died." She stroked his pretty skin again and kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying, "Thank you, man," the snake gave her a vicious bite. "Take me in, oh tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman," sighed the vicious snake. "I saved you," cried the woman. "And you've bitten me, but why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die." "Shut up, silly woman," said the reptile with a grin. "You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in." That's what's happening to our country.
That he's exactly right. And he just got done telling you exactly what he is and who he is. Well, Bradley, that's just way out there. And you know what's interesting about this show, folks? People, when they say, "Bradley, that's just way out there," you know what they do? They turn the dial, or they go deeper because they want more truth. Well, here, I'll just kind of lay it out there for you. Donald Trump has already been equated to Cyrus in prophecy. No joke. You guys all know who Jim Caviezel is, right? He's an idolater, too. He's a Catholic dude that idolizes the Pope, but I think he's now lost all credibility. As a matter of fact, he just came out most recently and said that Donald Trump, I'm not kidding you when I'm telling you this, friends, is the new Moses. No joke. And there's already memes on him already about him being the new Moses. I'm showing you this right now on social media platforms, lest you put it in my mouth and say that it was me that said it. No. I'm showing you where the American church in this country and the conservatives of the day are putting a man. And it is dangerous to say the least. Okay? Well, that's not good enough. Here's another one for you. What about this one? Ann Coulter. I seen her out at the RNC, folks. I mean, she was just a tattered, drunk-like woman. That's exactly what she reminded me of. Someone that got stuck in the bars 20 years longer than what she should have. And yet the conservatives put her up as if to suggest she's some moral compass. Well, here, let me show you her moral compass really quick, if you don't mind. Isn't it interesting that Ann Coulter actually wrote a book called In Trump We Trust? In Trump We Trust. That, again, folks, is not a good place to put yourself, but this is where the American people are putting them. Okay? Here's another one for you. To fulfill 70 years, and he charged me to build a house in Jerusalem. Something I was just talking about a moment ago. They have coins of Donald Trump in Israel. Did you know this? This is idolatry to a T. And again, this is the last stage before a country is completely judged by the Lord God on high. Donald Trump would have it so. Read Isaiah 14, we're going to get a moment. Anyone that wants to be worshipped by people or by man, they are putting themselves in the place of the devil himself. Now, some might say, well, Bradley, show me this scripturally. Well, if you look at scripture, any dictator, this is what they do. When you go to Daniel 8:25, let me read the amplified version of this scripture first and foremost, okay? Concerning those that deceive the people. Daniel 8:25. The amplified version. And through his shrewdness, he will cause deceit to succeed by his influence. He will magnify himself in his mind. He will corrupt and destroy many who enjoy a false sense of security. He will also stand up and oppose the prince of princes by advocating what God condemns. He will also be broken, and that by no human hand, but by the hand of God. You better bet your bottom dollar, because the Lord will share his glory with no man. Now, when you go to Daniel 8:25 concerning the King James Version, what does it say? And through his policy. How many times on this show have we continuously highlighted the fact that politicians are allowed to destroy this country through policy? Policies, mind you, that undermine constitutional law. When constitutional law is magnified, you're free. But when they eradicate constitutional law, you become enslaved. Here, let me tell you this. Senator John Glenn, the guy that told you that he went to the moon, not. Who held on to the lie his whole life and is now understanding the price paid for that lie. Proverbs 19:9 says, a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. John Glenn is the guy that said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we cannot enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Okay? See, this is what happens when the Lord tells us in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. What do? They begin to idolize men. And it's where we're at today. It's exactly where we're at today. I want to bring you down here a little bit, because I want you to remember that in John 19:15, these are the same people that worship King Caesar, the Herodians and the Pharisees. Jesus told us to beware of both of them concerning their leaven, their wicked doctrines in Mark 8:15. But remember, it was these same people that you're seeing today on the scene, the spirit of the world has not changed, that are saying we have no king but Caesar, as they crucify the Christ, as they crucify the truth concerning their idol. Okay? So when you look at that and you begin to understand a little bit more, I'm going to get into depth real quick because we only have one segment after this, but I want to show you that this is the last stage to a nation before it's severely judged. Okay? I'm going to get back to that, and I'm going to show you what the people have put Donald Trump up to be concerning his circle of worshipers and idolaters, which seems to be more than not. It's a scary place, but that's where you put yourself, Americans, for not opening your mouth. This is where what it continuously becomes, and it begins to what? Spread. And that's what's happening. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. It's almost over, Americans.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. This is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. So we're talking about political idolatry right now, and we're talking about the sick minds of the followers of Donald Trump. It's called idolatry. Do you guys know what the definition of reprobate is? You know how when the scripture talks about a reprobate? That means to be left in their sin. Okay, they're left to themselves. And this is exactly what happens. Folks, when it comes to the Word of God, they don't want to hear nothing about the Word of God. They just want to be told by false prophets that Donald Trump is the man. Like sending forth Kim Clement in and saying, hey, he prophesied Donald Trump and he's in office right now. Well, that doesn't mean that the Lord told or prophesied through Kim Clement that that's what he wanted for the people. He said this is who's coming in for the people. Now, I think people forget that the Lord appoints those that hate you when he judges a nation. And you can see the hatred Donald Trump has for the American people by lying to them continuously. There's no truth in the man's mouth. because it's not in his heart in any sense of the word. Again, John 8:44. And when I'm talking about that Clem Clement, it doesn't mean he didn't hear what he heard. It just means this is who the Lord's appointing to judge America. That's all it means. Just like when John Calvin said, when God means to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. Read Psalm 12:8. Of course that's what's happening. Read Leviticus 26, starting verse 15. The Lord said that he would appoint over you those that hate you. Yep. Hey, listen, I don't lie to people I love. As a matter of fact, I don't lie to people I hate neither. But the point is, when you're looking at a reprobate, a person left to their sin like a Donald Trump, no wonder why he is acting out in such a fashion. He hates the people. He tells them one thing and then he does the exact opposite. But I want to go back and I want to point my finger at his idolaters. We don't want to just point the finger at how corrupt Donald Trump is. No, I want you to see how corrupt his worshipers are. His idolaters are. Now, I highlighted some of the things already, friends. In Trump we trust. I highlighted this. As a matter of fact, if you're just joining us right now on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. In Trump we trust by Ann Coulter. And then I also highlighted the fact that he's being called the Moses by Jim Caviezel, which now you have to question everything that came out of Jim Caviezel. Every step of the way. I showed you that there's a coin of him. And it goes on, folks. It's not like it's stopping here. It's getting worse. And it's getting worse because the people are asking for it. This is what they want. Okay? Let me go on and give you some more facts as to what his worshipers have done in putting Donald Trump in the place of Christ. I've got the picture. I'm not going to dig up all this information. You can go ahead and cross-check me. As a matter of fact, I encourage you to do so. But there was a man with a T-shirt on. It says, "In Donald Trump we trust," just like Ann Coulter. No joke. Another one statement made was, "One nation under Trump." No joke. Not making this up. You ready for this one? This is blasphemy every step of the way, folks. Jesus died for you. Donald Trump lives for you. Is Donald Trump denouncing any of this? Absolutely not. He loves it. He loves the stupidity of his worshipers. Oh, he does. He's the kind of guy that loves it every step of the way. Okay? Here's another one. Two guys with a T-shirt on that went out to a Trump campaign. This is probably 4 years ago. Trump Thanksgiving. Trump Thanksgiving. You ready for this one? Folks, it gets worse. There's a book written. Here's a matter of fact. Let me pull this one up because I want you to see it. Okay, and I'm just getting the title here because I want you to see this for yourself. Again, I'm just confirming what in front of me needs to be shown to his worshipers because it is that sick. There's a post that says, "Make the gospel great again." Make the gospel great again. And then it said, "The word became flesh, right? And then it has a picture of Donald Trump on it. No joke. No joke. Okay? Here it is right here. Social media platforms, top right. "The word became flesh. Make the gospel great again," John 1:14. Here's another billboard. It says, "Unto us the Son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder." And then it says Romans 8:17, and then it says "joint heirs," as if to suggest that Donald Trump is joint heirs with Christ. Oh, my goodness. Why is America under judgment? This is why. This is what people do. You know, what is Donald Trump doing right now, folks? He's on the campaign trail talking about how bad Joe Biden is. Really? Well, then why didn't he prosecute him when he had the time to do so? After all, Donald Trump is the one that said he had the DOJ in his hand, the Department of Justice, to do whatever he wanted to do. Did he do it? Nope, he didn't do it. Of course not. This is a game. I had told the morning show host about 2 weeks ago, Joe Biden, treasonous Joe Biden, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, he does what he does. He stands there and sits there in the People's White House as a judgment against America. Okay? What I want you to understand here, friends, is that the whole thing that's going on here is he's doing everything that Donald Trump teed up for Joe Biden. He's the father of the vaccine. That's what he called himself. He's proud of the vaccine. How many people have died from the experimental jabs? And yet the worshipers overlook it. No matter what Donald Trump says, he's the greatest of this. They take him for his word rather than judge him by his fruit, Matthew 7:16 through 20, or 2 Corinthians 11:14, like he's the most pro-life president ever in the history of America, only to find out, and I've got all the links here if you'd like them, the mainstream media highlighted the fact that he gave over $600 million to Planned Parenthood over that of Barack Obama. He's talking about building the wall, never built one inch, a brand new wall on the southern border, only to find out, friends, he actually tripled support for Muslim organizations here in America, reported Tom Fitton's Judicial Watch. He calls himself the most gay president in the world, so he's advocating for what God condemns. He's out there kicking the campaign trail, hosting gay party parades parties in Florida, out at Mar-a-Lago. This is all factual information, not hiding anything from you, just him. He calls himself the gayest president in American history. He calls himself the most pro-Second Amendment president in the history of America, which makes absolutely no sense. Neither does it make any sense concerning the issue of murdering innocent babies. Nope. But going back to the most pro-Second Amendment president in American history, he signs on to what? 55 new illegal legislative acts that undermine the Second Amendment in the first 500 days of his criminal administration. Talking about making America great again, he never drained the swamp. As a matter of fact, the night before he left, he granted clemency to 146 criminals. I mean, do you want me to keep going here, friends? Because I can. I mean, as if to suggest we didn't know the likes of a Donald Trump before he was teed up. And it's interesting how he's under attack by the said leftists. But in fact, what he's doing right now is he's aggrandizing wealth unto himself that's never been made concerning fundraisers in the history of America. He's the greatest fundraiser in American history. That I can give it to him. Why? Because of the ignorance and the stupidity and the blindness of the goats in the church that call themselves Christians that are worshiping Donald Trump over the Christ that died for them. Can't make it up, can you? You just really cannot make it up. This is also the guy that said he never did anything wrong. He never needed to repent. Remember that? Yeah. And in 1 John 1:8, what does it say? If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If that wasn't enough to convey to you what it is that you needed to hear, I can't help you. This is political ideology in worship. This is idolatry is what it is, friends. To the extreme. Here, friends, what I was telling you before the end of the last segment, and I got 1 minute. Hey, don't fear when Joe Biden's in office. No. When Donald Trump, if he comes back into office, that's when you need to be afraid. All of you do-gooders out here that are supporting him to your own ignorance, I got to tell you folks, all day long, you know who is promoting Donald Trump more than anybody else? The conservatives of the day. The Daily Callers, the Ben Shapiros, the talking heads on Fox News. Yeah, because that's their job, is to stay idiotic and support their sponsors and making millions of dollars by highlighting who they tell you to highlight. What about the 1,000 other presidential contenders that have been completely ignored and censored and suppressed by the mainstream media? But this is what they put up. America, judgment is upon this nation, and it's going to get worse. Mark his word. Talk to you in 23.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.